Nervous time for poultry producers once again. Avian flu in Northern Ireland has led to over 100,000 birds being culled there. No cases yet this side of the border in commercial flocks, but 5 cases in wild birds have been identified since the start of the year. So it is a threat that is hanging quite precariously over the heads of anyone producing eggs or chickens. What though if you could vaccinate poultry against avian flu? Well, you can. They do it quite successfully in China. And the French have recently taken the decision to vaccinate their duck flocks. So this morning I want to explore if it would be a workable solution here. What would it cost? Would we be able to sell vaccinated eggs and chicken meat abroad? All questions which hopefully Gerald Barry, Professor of Virology at UCD Vet School, can help us with. But I want to go first to Linda Douglas in Wicklow, a free-range egg producer. Now, there was a buzzard in Wicklow infected with the virus that is the most recent wild bird to have tested positive. What, I wondered, had this done to her anxiety levels?
Yes, my stress levels went up because nobody likes to hear of an infected bird anywhere in the area around where you have a poultry site, especially free-range hens that is out. So alarm bells were ringing. I have just under 5,000 hens here.
Presumably, yeah, so since the housing order, they can't actually be free-range, can they?
They can't be free-range. They can be everything else apart from out grazing.
Okay, so that's 12 days now or 13 days that they have been in. What has that been like? Is it much extra work for you?
It's not. It's not much extra work. In any of your big hen houses now, you have their laying area, you have their eating area, you have their water area, but you also have a veranda, which is a big area. It's full of sand. So they still can come down, do their dust bathing, flicker their sand about, do their scratching, but they just can't get out and graze. Okay. So they can't go outside.
So all of those natural behaviours that you'd like to see them exhibiting, they're still able to do them for the most part, are they?
For the most part, yes, yes. So they're not under stress. Yes, they'd love to get out. They can look out, but they just can't step out.
And how does it impact your business? I mean, are you allowed to call the eggs free range anymore?
Yes, we are. Yes. They had changed that rule last year. And as far as I'm concerned, I think it's we should never have been putting a label on our boxes because it's an extra cost. But they are free range birds. They're still eating their free range ration. It's just that they couldn't get out for that length of time.
If you were offered a vaccination similar to the one that the Chinese are using and now that the French are using, if you were offered that opportunity to vaccinate your hens against avian influenza, would you take it?
Yes, yes, I would. Yes, I totally think we need to be going down the road of vaccines because I don't think this is going to go away. I mean, in America, it's devastating. The amount of dead birds is unreal. I think Australia is very impacted at the moment. So I totally think we should be going down the road of vaccinating young chicks so that this can't happen, because it's devastating when it happens.
Could be a very significant cost increase, Linda. I mean, in Britain, I heard that they were estimating it might be 50 pence sterling a bird.
Yes, so that would be topping up the price of your pullet when it's coming in, yes, yes.
Would it put it beyond reach?
No, I suppose it wouldn't, but you would have to sit down and do out your figures, like anything else.
So from your point of view, a vaccination is definitely something worth taking a look at?
Yes, yes it is, totally.
Linda Douglas, Ballynarran free-range eggs there. And listening to her is Professor of Virology in UCD Vet School, Dr. Gerald Barry. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning, Philip.
What has been the Chinese experience of vaccinating against H5N1?
The Chinese reports have been very positive for the most part, both through their kind of media and official kind of government statements, but also through kind of many scientific publications that have come out. In general, it's been very positive. The number of outbreaks has reduced dramatically. And economically, their poultry industry has increased output, and so is more economically viable, I suppose, and potentially profitable. So overall, it's been a very positive experience that China have reported.
How do they do it? Where, I mean, Linde only has 5,000 birds, but there'd be many commercial operators who would have tens of thousands of birds. How do you actually physically administer the vaccination?
Yeah, so this is one of the challenges of the current vaccine that's available. For a lot of vaccines for chickens, you can put the vaccine in the water, or you can kind of spray a mist over the chickens. But with the current influenza vaccine, it has to be administered to each individual bird intramuscularly, a bit like we would get a vaccine, I suppose, in the arm or something like that. So it's quite labour intensive. They tend to do it in hatcheries for the most part, but in some cases they'll give a second shot at about 5 or 6 weeks old. So it can be done relatively quickly, and of course people become very efficient at it, but there is a labour intensive element to it.
And do these vaccines stop the spread of the disease, or do they just suppress the symptoms so that the birds don't get sick when they contract it?
Yeah, so this is one of the key things. I think you don't get sterilizing immunity with current vaccines against avian influenza in chickens, which means that it will reduce dramatically the likelihood of the chickens becoming infected. It will reduce the likelihood of them, if they do become infected, passing it on to other chickens or people. And also it'll reduce the clinical signs, so the animals don't get as sick. But importantly, the animals still can get infected and they still can pass it on. Just the chances of each of those things happening is reduced.
Okay. When you vaccinate anything, you're forcing the virus that you're targeting to get around that vaccination. How worried would you be about unintended consequences of doing this?
Yeah, one of the risks with any vaccine is that you're essentially creating a barrier that you're asking the virus to overcome. And what that barrier is doing is it's driving the virus to evolve. And any vaccine will do this against any virus. If you create a barrier to it, you're driving that virus to evolve. And the concern with a vaccine that doesn't stop infection, that doesn't stop transmission, is that you're creating that barrier and you're effectively saying to the virus, right, have a go. Have a go at getting around us. And with something like the flu, that virus is very adept at evolving rapidly. And so we know already from the Chinese experience that versions of the virus have evolved and emerged that have resistance to the vaccine. And we see that in humans as well with flu. It's why we have to get our annual flu vaccine. The virus evolves quite rapidly against whatever vaccine we're using in a particular year. And so the vaccine has to be updated to try and kind of keep pace with that evolution that's happening.
Okay. I would have thought that there were trade implications to vaccinating your flocks that would disqualify you from exporting. Obviously, that doesn't seem to be a concern in France, where they've started vaccinating their ducks.
Yeah, and it has affected some trade routes, and some countries have said no. But for the most part, I think countries are still accepting meat and meat products from France. The concern would be that if you have a chicken that is vaccinated but becomes infected, that clinically they may look well, but they may still be infected and potentially transmitting the virus. And that virus may also be carried potentially on the meat, for example. And so the concern from a country's point of view is, if you're importing that product, are you potentially importing the virus as well? And so that's why some countries are a little bit nervous about the idea of importing from countries that are vaccinating their animals. But if you put the proper surveillance programs in place, then those currents should be alleviated. And I think if it becomes a more widespread use technique, particularly in Europe, then I think countries are able to put, and should be able to put, policies in place that will reduce those concerns.
If indeed that figure that I heard from the UK of 50 pence sterling per bird per jab is correct, and you have people who have 30, 40, 50,000 birds in their units, that's obviously a prohibitive cost. Do you think that the current regime of biosecurity checks and housing birds would be sufficient if that is deemed to be too expensive to vaccinate?
I think biosecurity has to be the first port of call, regardless of vaccination, nearly. And I think probably there's a body of work that needs to be done there to improve things again. I mean, I think poultry farms, for the most part, are incredibly conscious of biosecurity and are, in general, very good at that. But of course, there's always gaps that can be improved on. And I think probably that's something that needs to be revisited and potentially investment both from the industry and potentially government as well in bringing up those biosecurity standards, bringing up the education levels and understanding about how the virus gets onto farms can be improved. And I think regardless of whether we bring in a vaccine or not, that biosecurity level has to be maintained at a really high level. And from But I think the beauty of a vaccine is it would just create that extra layer of protection and reassurance probably for farmers.
From an animal husbandry point of view, do you have any concerns about having to house these animals now that were used, were accustomed to being outside?
I think that's always a concern with how animals are treated and housed, and particularly in intensive farming industries, how the birds are managed. I think in scenarios where birds are typically kept outdoors and then are being brought back in, it isn't an ideal scenario, of course, from a welfare point of view, if birds are used to something and that is changed. But as was described in the piece earlier, I think if farmers are managing their animals well, then that can be handled appropriately. And you would hope that the barns are designed in such a way with appropriate space with welfare in mind, such that because this is such a common thing now, that farmers should be used to it and should be able to manage it appropriately.
Indeed. Dr. Gerald Barry, thank you very much. Very interesting stuff indeed. Professor of Virology in UCD Vet School there.